We've been talking a lot about tariffs and trade on the show this week, but one sector we haven't heard much about is the newspaper industry. Earlier this year, the Trump administration slapped temporary tariffs on Canadian uncoated groundwood paper. That's the newsprint that becomes your newspaper. The tariffs came partly in response to a complaint from North Pacific Paper Company, a.k.a. NORPAC. It's a paper mill in Washington state. Practically, it means that Canadian newsprint now costs up to 30% more than it used to. That is a big jump. But it's also meant that U.S. producers have raised their prices to match Canadian imports. All of this has newspaper publishers here worried.
This really is a tax. You know, I have a $23,000 tax on my business now that inhibits my ability to hire reporters and produce pages of news that goes on in my community.
Andrew Johnson is with the National Newspaper Association. It represents more than 2,000 small community papers. He's also a publisher of three weeklies serving communities in Wisconsin. We got in touch with Johnson to find out how these new tariffs will affect that slice of the industry.
For me, in my particular case, it's a 21% increase in my printing bill. It's quite frankly a devastating amount of money. And I sure hope that we can get this resolved, because if we do not get it resolved, most newspapers in the United States are small community weeklies like myself. There's about 7,000 total of the weeklies and under 2,000 dailies. And I would suspect that half of them would probably go out of business. That's just too much of a burden to carry.
So why are small newspapers in the U.S. not turning to U.S. newsprint producers if the tariffs on Canadian newsprint is making the product too expensive?
The prices are relatively the same. It really doesn't matter whether you buy from Canadians or Americans. You're not going to save money necessarily by going to an American company. I don't think that's an issue.
So what you're saying is by putting tariffs on Canadian newsprint to favor U.S. newsprint companies, Donald Trump is basically not getting what he wants.
I think in the long term, he's not, because he's going to decrease the demand for newsprint unless newsprint will be used now, because it's cost prohibitive to guys like me. And so I'm going to either have to cut the amount I use in order to keep my numbers the same, or I'm going to have to let people go. I let a person and a half go in response to the tariff. It doesn't seem like much. But when you realize that there's 7,000 weekly newspapers like me, and that the average weekly newspaper has let a person and a half go, that is a lot of people. In the argument of NORPAC, they have about 265 jobs they're trying to save. And when, in fact, you have a large number of jobs at risk, far greater than the NORPAC company has.
I mean, and it's not just small community papers that are affected by this. Apparently, when the Tampa Bay Times announced job cuts earlier this year, they pointed to rising newsprint prices. In terms of long-term impact, what do you think this will do to local community journalism?
Well, I think that it will certainly impact the local community journalism if the tariffs stay in place. What you're going to see is a reduction in page sizes. You're going to see a reduction in page counts, and you're going to see a reduction in overall journalism. You know, even online, like my little newspaper, I don't have an online reporter. I don't have enough return on dollars to sell online advertising. We're in a very small rural market, and it doesn't work. So the printed paper is how I make my living, and 75% of my income comes from advertising in my printed paper in my local community, like the hardware stores, the meat markets, the grocery store.
Sure.
Those are my customers. And so if I don't have paper, pretty much I'm out of business.
Well, we should recognize that there are other factors at play that have been affecting the newspaper industry for years now. Circulation numbers falling because of migration to online platforms, and also cable TV, advertising revenues dropping. Are we putting too much of the blame on these tariffs?
No, I think they're two separate issues. I think for the past 20 years, you are correct. The industry, the consumption of newsprint has been declining for 20 years. However, in the small towns, though, my newspapers for the last couple of years, in fact, my circulation's up a little bit over last year, and the small towns are a lot different than the big towns. And it is also true, though, that there is no one else on the local level that is replacing us. For example, in Wisconsin, we've got about, 2,500 people working in the newspaper industry. And in your electronic industry, the radio and television, you have substantially a lot less. And what's happening when we have news events in these rural communities, no one else will come but us.
You're saying there are no good alternatives for people in those communities?
No,
I mean, not even like local blogs or anything?
very few that will consistently do it. There are some local blogs, but as far as fair, honest journalism goes, it is extremely difficult. I have not seen it work anywhere at the small community level, unless there's a tie to a big company or there's a tie to some other organization. But I'm talking about true independent journalism in rural towns.
That was Andrew Johnson with the National Newspaper Association. He also owns three community newspapers in Wisconsin.